President Obama also called the protesters, in his words today, quote unquote, criminals and thugs. He also carefully chose to use that word. Isn't it the right word?
No, of course it's not the right word to call our children thugs. These are children who have been set aside, marginalized, who have not been engaged by us. No, we don't have to call them thugs.
But how does that justify what they did? I mean, that's a sense of right from wrong. They know it's wrong to steal and burn down a CVS and an old person's home. I mean, come on.
Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them niggers. 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 Call them niggers.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And what you hear is not a test, but we got a listener on here with us this week. Tell him who you are, man.
DC's finest. Atticus Bojangles, baby.
You are now rocking with the best.
That's what's good. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me.
That's what's good. So before
Can I say something first, though?
Get in. Go ahead.
It's been a long...
long time coming.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was about to call my peoples at the FCC, man, you know, get this thing taken down, man.
It's some bullshit.
Dang. A lot of shade going on.
Nigga went all Sam Cooke and shit.
Yes, sir.
That's what's good. Before we get into the show proper, I'm going to give a rest in peace situation out to Ben E. King. Stand By Me. Everybody knows what that is. U.S. Word. Top 10 hit both in 1961 and later in 1986 when it was used as a theme song of the movie of the same name, Stand By Me. As well as Rest in Peace to Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Everybody knows who that is. It's a number one hit both in the Hot 100 and the R&B singles chart in 1966. It was awarded a platinum and gold certificate from the RIAA. Rest in peace to those R&B giants.
No doubt.
Indeed. So, as we get into the show proper, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rakim announces a new album for 2015. Now, no details on the album, but I took the first comment, and the first person who wrote under the comment says, I don't know where Rakim's head is at these days. Lord knows I don't want to hear him talking about Molly's or getting turnt or any of the other nonsense out of his wheelhouse. Kurt G, we don't know what's good with Rakim. He's talking about a new album later on this year. Could you imagine Rakim talking about getting
that's
turnt?
That's disrespectful, nigga. To even think that God would even go that route. I couldn't see it. If he did, I'd be on the show straight clowning.
Word.
But I can't see him.
I gotta ask the guest, Atticus, can you see Rakim talking about Molly?
It'll never happen, B. You know what I'm saying? You guys have signed a 360 deal before that happened.
Right.
So no doubt swerving.
Yo, son, I'm gonna have to say this just the fuck because, man. In my heart of hearts, I would hate to hear that shit, but I mean, you just never fucking know, B.
You know what? If Rakim was a different type of guy, then you might could hear that. Cause see, if Rakim was Raekwon, maybe.
Rakim French Montana.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, right?
If Rakim was Busta Rhymes, certainly. You know, Rakim's a different type of dude. So now I don't know if you're not gonna hear that.
I sure fuck hope not. Cause I will be clowning on here too.
No doubt. And of course, the obligatory question, everybody who's a veteran in the game always wants to know who you listening to or who do you like out of the young guys or whatever. And it's usually commercial guys. And he names Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, which is no surprise. You have a running list of the three, Kendrick, J. Cole, Crit. I mean, those are the three that people generally kind of say. And of course, the Canadian fans, Drake fans, not calling them Canadian, so everybody calm down. Just saying, certain folks get upset because you never hear Drake's name, but you may hear Kendrick, J. Cole, or Crit, or any combination of the three. A lot of people, you know, want to slam some other folks in there. You know, what do you think about that, G? Kind of hearing this
to be pop.
You're seeing the same three, four names, you know.
Well, Drake chooses to be a pop star.
Yeah, but they saying, but he ain't got lyrics though.
Yeah, Drake has lyrics, but he ain't using them.
You know what I'm
saying? Lyrics to go?
That's what's up, Atticus. Help me out here. Why this sort of, you getting the three or four names, you know, thrown about, but you never hear our Canadian friend?
I feel it's those three or four names is the sexy way to go. And in addition, everybody knows Drake is, he's in on his singy, songy, whiny, Keith Sweat form of hip hop. You know, he's a lost cause as far as, you know, putting down dope lyrics, you know, and spitting the way we grew up listening to people spit, you know, and admiring.
That's what's up, no doubt. I'm just curious about that because I'm under the type of impression where I'm always the one, or at least I started out saying that Kendrick Lamar is the name that people know who don't know anything about rap. And they always say his name, oh, Kendrick Lamar, but you don't know anything about hip-hop. But you know his name, it's sort of avant-garde, you can just say it, and it comes off the tongue real easy.
B,
you know,
I got a word for Drake, why he ain't getting in there.
Oh, okay, what's
and
that?
I'll set it up for you. Kendrick Lamar is not soft, right? He don't come across as soft.
Not necessarily.
J. Cole gets a little emotional because I said that way back when his other album was out. I was like, come on, man. But he's not soft, though. He's just like, okay, stop drinking. Put the drink down. Stop talking, bro. You the old uncle. Keep talking about stuff.
Yeah.
But so, Drake.
So you're saying Crit not soft?
Nah, Crit definitely ain't soft. But in the middle of a song, Drake might be rapping some shit, and in the middle of the fucking song, you going, oh, do you know? Everybody trying to hear that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
wants to hear that.
So you say this nigga's like a walking fucking musical, huh? He just starts singing out of nowhere.
Fucking just start singing and shit. Break down, put the cape on his back, and start singing and shit.
Oh, shit. That's what's up, no doubt. Indeed. So anyway, shout out to Rock M. You know, we hope it's what it should be. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. We got Jay's lawyer in here, and I want him to respond to a couple of topics.
I didn't
want
to know what you were going to tell me. So
well,
right
I've
now.
Never seen, first of all, my personal, I've never seen your boy work so hard. Your boy's out there really working hard. Jay-Z hopped on his personal Twitter account to let everybody know that Tidal is doing just fine. And along with that, announces a free, what he's calling free, B-side concert for Tidal subscribers. Boy, working hard out here. The Rock Nation leader announced plans to perform B-sides and other songs that haven't been performed ever in concert, or at least he hasn't performed these songs in at least a decade. To gain entry, of course, you have to be a Tidal subscriber. They'll pick who they want to come to the concert. And guess what? Even if you don't get to go to the concert, you get to watch it free on Tidal.com as long as you're a subscriber. As Jay's lawyer, are you going to be subscribing to Tidal and watching the concert?
No, because somebody that is subscribed to Tidal is going to record it and put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
You will see it. So it doesn't matter. It will be getting seen for free, and Jay's going to get pissed.
I've never seen Jay work so hard. Atticus, why is Jay out there working?
To stay relevant, B. And I think he wants to solidify his current place atop the hip-hop world as a mogul, you know?
Oh, he's going to be that. I mean, Jay's got a lot of money. I mean, you know.
And he spent a lot of money on this shit, so he's definitely working hard. There ain't no cake crumbs he spent.
Nah, that's real. That's real.
You know, it must be this Merlot or something, but, and I'm sorry I'm off topic, but when niggas say something's free, you're fucking up, because it's like them old cell phone shits. Free nights and weekends. Fuck, I ain't nothing free. I pay that bill monthly. It ain't free, Jay.
So Jay is saying the concert, usually would I be charging niggas $75, $150 to go in the garden for, you're going to get the watch just for your Tidal subscription. It's $20 a month, my nigga.
Right. And plus peep this. So let's just say Jay does sell out the garden again, right?
Okay.
He's going to make way more money from subscribers than he would at the garden.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
It's just logical to understand that because we're talking about worldwide. Title is worldwide. Look, Title is not in a building in New York.
That's real. My point is, I've never seen him work as hard. His brand has usually been automatic. Just show up and the money was rolling in. I mean, he's out there on his own person. Jay, don't be off that Twitter shit.
To be on the guardrail if you don't watch it.
Oh, shit. Damn, you mean he done cut across 103 lanes and hit the guardrail, my nigga?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do with all them lanes.
Wow, exactly. Shit, all them buffers out there and shit.
Right. Well, he don't got them.
But I don't see anyone who's already subscribed to something like Spotify dropping their subscription to go to Tidal.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, nah, man. Spotify, Pandora, good money over here, my nigga.
Yeah, that's why he's lagging way behind. So, but they say he's working hard. He's trying to build that brand. I give him credit for that.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a block of topics that are all together. So everybody get ready. Baltimore.
Oh, God.
Here we go. First topic in with the Baltimore situation. Baltimore's mayor labeled the wrong people as thugs. Stephanie Rawlings Blake calling teenagers thugs. It's even more appalling considering that the word is more appropriate for the police than it is for the protesters. The Baltimore Sun discovered that in the last 4 years, more than 100 people have won court settlement cases against the Baltimore PD. Examples are a 15-year-old boy riding his dirt bike, 26-year-old pregnant accountant witnessing a beating of a 50-year-old woman selling church raffle tickets, 65-year-old deacon rolling a cigarette, not weed, cigarette, my nigga.
Oh, he should be beaten for that. A pastor rolling a cigarette?
A church deacon, my nigga.
You can't give up the habits, B. Church habits deacon. Hard to break, son.
Church. Yeah, but you rolling a cigarette, B? Like,
fuck that, B. I can't roll them funny cigars no more. So I gotta roll these cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm saying. He's like, fuck a filter, man. You know?
Okay.
An 87-year-old grandmother for aiding her wounded grandson. So you got the Baltimore's mayor, as well as the president of the United States, labeling thug, and you know, just like the intro is, thug is the new nigga.
Yeah.
And my example of that was an article that I read earlier today, where you look at the framing of Aaron Hernandez, and he is framed as a kid from, I guess he's from Connecticut or somewhere up there, who fell under the spell of gang life and got caught up, versus how they framed Richard Sherman, who's from Compton, California, but is a Stanford graduate. I ain't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, who is a Stanford graduate. He's never been in trouble with the law. He's not fucked up in that way. He just talked trash, but they label him a thug, a la the president, as well as the mayor of Baltimore, and as well as several TV personalities who've fallen under the spell of the word thug, which is the new nigga. Swerving?
Well, it's all in the narrative, B. I got called a race baiter this week.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah, so me. But anyway, it's the narrative, B. It's all about repeating words over and over and over again, and as many times as they showed that same footage, they kept shying away from all the footage of, you know, the peaceful protesters and the people who were asking the questions of the media.
Okay,
they shied away from that kind of stuff. So it was in the narrative of the media to have that word circulated regularly, heavy.
Okay. That's real, Atticus. What do you think about that thug situation?
I think it's a word. A blanket word, if I may, to label all young, black, maybe unemployed men who are maybe or may not be committing crimes. It is the new nigga, you know, and it's code word for nigga. And the president, his head of chief of staff or whoever he has, should have said, you have to be easy with what you say on worldwide television, because the people and goddamn Poland are going to be labeling whoever they see in the next 50 Cent video a thug just because that's a blanket
Oh, yeah, yeah, I agree. Once the president started using it, that's blanket and that's open season, and white folks love it when the president does stuff like that.
But that's your boy, B.
As far as I'm considered, look, I'll tell Barack or anybody who want to listen to it. See, that's why I changed my stance on the word nigga. That's why I'm going to start slur for slur. Thug, nigga, whatever. I'm going to take your slow, you know, wop, thug, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. I'm going to take a slur for slur and slap it on motherfuckers. You know, that's how I get down. But all of that being said, the Baltimore Police Commissioner, who is another motherfucker who I'm going to talk about, Anthony Batts, who spoke of a partnership between the Black Gorilla family and the Bloods of Crip to take out law enforcement officers. Now, has any Baltimore City law enforcement officers been killed?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not in this situation, though.
So you got to look at Anthony Batts. You got to look at the politics that he was playing. Now, see, he's coming off. His situation is coming off major embarrassment. You got the head of the Black Gorilla family, which is largely jail niggas. You know what I mean? Right. Just largely jail niggas. But you got the head of the Black Gorilla family in the Baltimore City jail. Got three correctional agents knocked up. Running operations from the jail. Bats in the whole Baltimore City Corrections and Police Department looking like inept nuts. So he's trying to play politics on that, G. I mean, what's good?
So he's a thug.
Apparently. Seemed like it. So he's taking an opportunity to play politics on that. And it, conversely, if anybody knows anything about Baltimore, and I know a little bit about B. Moore, on the corner of North Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue, where they took out the CVS, there ain't nothing the fuck else in that block, in that neighborhood, okay? Except for maybe a hip-hop or a New York Fried Chicken spot. That's it. So, them niggas is talking about tearing up what? Tearing up shit that ain't even there?
That's the liquor store.
Well, if you're telling you.
If you listen, it'll look like they're tearing up everything in the block like it was a Macy's right next
door. Hold up. So, meanwhile, the governor, Larry Hogan, called out the National Guard. You know where they was at.
Fells Point
down the Inner Stadium. Harbor.
In front of the Baltimore Stadium.
Protecting white folks. Okay?
Protecting their profits, put it that way. I wouldn't say protecting white folks, protecting their profits.
Nah, B,
the harbor is a tourist area.
B,
and they're trying to protect all that money that's down there. They don't want motherfuckers thinking they can't come to the harbor.
Trust me, I'm going to tell you, white folks ain't up on North Avenue, nigga.
Oh, of course not.
Okay.
They're in West Baltimore like
that's what I'm saying. So the National Guard, meanwhile, they down Fells Point down the Inner Harbor protecting white folk. Let's just be trill. Let's be 100.
What did you think? They was going to go down there to the CVS? That shit's burnt down. What they got to protect down that motherfucker?
Well, and also with that, you know, like you said, there was that one or four stores there, but they showed the same footage all day. So it looked like people were
looping that shit. It was a loop.
Man, but Swervin is very astute. If you look at the footage, they keep showing the same footage of the same police car in that same block. I'm telling you, if you know anything about B-more, that looting situation, they looted a CVS and a wig shop and maybe some other small mom and pop stores and a liquor store. That was
I did see that.
You know what I mean? That was it. You know, they making act like
make it right.
No, I ain't saying it was right.
We don't condone looting at all.
I'm not saying it was right.
But the way they were talking, though, like they had went to the damn mall down there and just looted the whole fucking spot.
And you know what? And they did start out at Mondawmin, but they got that shit.
Iverson Mall.
B, I understand that. But they got that shit squelched quickly. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that Baltimore situation, yo. And then the police department with that bullshit. Morgan Freeman on Baltimore. Fuck the media. He had strong words for the media and Baltimore coverage. He called the networks to task for only coming to places like Baltimore, I quote, only when they see fire. Carl Stokes, want to give a shout out to him. The Baltimore City councilman explodes. He dropped the N-word on CNN's Aaron Burnett.
They heard the intro.
So, you know, where your boy was on CNN. Of course, the intro tells a story. And she's like, isn't thug the right word? He just came straight out. I was like, why don't you just call them niggas? And she was flabbergasted.
He must be at the end of his term.
So, I don't know. But shout out to him. And yeah, of course,
like, fuck it.
And of course, after a whole week of this situation in B-more, Freddie Gray's death ruled a homicide. 6 police officers charged. I know, Swerving, you got something to say about that, my nigga.
Oh, well, as of recording night tonight, Friday, you know, goddamn well, had they not come up with something, there'd be fireworks. Because ain't nobody got to go to work tomorrow.
Saturday night. You know,
it's all politics, B. And as I'm saying this, we've seen this shit play out, B. We've seen videotape of Rodney King getting smashed. We've seen on video, except for the one in South Carolina, cops doing things and just like going to work the next day or being off for a couple of months of vacation. I'm telling you, it's Friday night. They said that shit today to calm things down. Just because they charge someone does not mean they're going to jail. And as we know, people are still protesting in Baltimore and other places. But the legal folks did themselves a great service today by saying something and not letting it go.
Well, of course, and like you said, we've seen too many cases where the police officer is going to get off. Individual vigilante citizens are going to get off. So this is not an automatic slam dunk. I think African Americans realize that. But at this point, Baltimore had to do something. And just like South Carolina, where your boy got popped red-handed on cell phone camera, you know, they charged him real quick. You know?
That's the thing. There ain't no video, well, besides them dragging him into the paddy wagon, there's no, yeah, we got these stops, these 4 now stops or whatever, but there's no cameras seeing him being abused or anything, so anything could happen, yo. That other kid, that dude in South Carolina, I mean, you cannot, I don't care who you are, get off of that one.
That's real, but we'll see. I'm telling you, some folks see it different, but we'll see.
Why was he running away? What was he running for? Do you have a pocket full of drugs? What was wrong?
Well, again, some people see it different. No
Don't
doubt.
Mean your spine got to be cracked, though.
No doubt. Yo, I want to give a shout-out to Lurch, who said, FYI, Georgia Southern is not a historically black college via university. When we were talking about that Migos concert.
Fact check.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm glad somebody checked in because I didn't know. Yeah. But, Thank you.
So sorry. Yeah, I don't be going to college.
Yeah.
Shout out to Transformers.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is ASAP Rocky landed on the cover of Billboard magazine.
What?
The Harlem rapper shares his thoughts on several topics, but one in particular was his opinion of the Kendrick Lamar new album, Pimp a Butterfly. He said, "I only like 2 songs." Said, "I just skimmed through it, but I was only digging 2 songs." Swerving.
Is that okay? Is that something wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying, usually, you know, amongst commercial brethren, there's just a communal dick ride, so to speak.
Well, ASAP was one of the niggas that he called out when he made that "I'm King of New York" shit.
Hey, that's true.
When
but
he made that statement.
Yeah, but
so ASAP is a little dig to get back at him.
You think a little dig? I don't know. It's too much of a communal dick ride amongst commercial niggas. And, you know, for ASAP to, you know, throw him, I mean, it's not going to hurt Kendrick in that situation. I just thought it was interesting, you know, why would, you know, it's better for him to pump it up, even if he didn't like it. Oh, Kendrick, that's just genius. It's genius. To make him look like he's in communal harmony with all
I'm going to say, for the sake of saying that, I appreciate, if it's honesty, I appreciate the honesty. You ain't got to say you like that shit because it's number one or whatever. You ain't got to, everybody ain't got to like everything.
Yeah, that's true. But so few shit in the commercial world is honest anyway. I'm just saying, Atticus, do you see a lot of honesty in the commercial realm?
Not at all. And as far as that ASAP thing, I think he threw shade. You know how, say, Color can dunk. I wish I could dunk. And the girl on Color jock. Man, it's all right. He barely got it in the rim. I think it's one of them things, man, you know, he hating on him on the side because he know he ain't as dope as Kendrick.
See, there you go. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, ASAP, he might be thinking, shit, now people going to really start breaking lyrics down again? I'd hate for that to start happening.
ASAP should be not wanting that to happen.
Nah, but you got to watch it, B. I think there might be some listener out there, one of them lurking-ass listeners, would be like, this nigga always hate. You say you want somebody... So, I mean, you got to think of it. He might not like the fucking album.
Okay, that's
right.
Fine.
He might not, but it does. But because of his history, it doesn't sound like that.
Well,
it makes it sound like he's throwing a little shade.
Right.
No, he didn't do a fucking tweet. They asked him in an interview.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
I mean, I ain't trying to be his lawyer because I don't give a fuck about him, but I'm just saying.
No, I know what you're saying. You're talking about people who always wanting honest opinions and this, that, and the third. I mean, like I said, as far as commercial rappers, it's always seemed to be a communal,
right.
I back yeah. you up, you back me up, we all get money type of
No doubt.
Attitude.
But I'm saying, if he had put a tweet out, like, I only like two of the records, then I'd be right with you. Like, man, why the fuck are you tweeting about it? Who cares? If you don't like it, don't say nothing about it. But because he was in an interview, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Ah, indeed.
All right.
No doubt. Indeed.
That's the only Rakim I know. Hey,
yo, color his his public defender.
Oh, no. Nah, oh, I throw myself on the mercy of the court.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this actually is, yo, I'm going to give a shout out to Robbie Edelson over at uncut.com. Yo, he does the best writing, yo. And this story may bring back good or bad memories for those of us who've been in the game for a little while. Snap and Chill Rob G, the epic power struggle.
I will attach, and you don't want that.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So anyway, about 25 years ago, German dance producers and a U.S.-born rapper plucked from a nearby base against Queen Latifah and her friend from Jersey in a tiny hip-hop label to prove who had the power. So, in many ways, the epic
he came at Latifah and Shabazz.
Well, no, he was just part of the Flavor unit at time.
Okay.
Queen Latifah, Chill Rob G, Mark the 45 King, that whole situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this German dance music producers had the backing of Bertelsmann Music Group, a record industry Goliath. That pitted them against the humble independent label Wild Pitch Records. In many ways, the musical power struggle that preceded defining certain rules, sampling another artist's work, pitting the US versus Europe, accomplished rhyme sayers against elementary raps, and the success and the spoils of success up against the souls of a song and what exactly is a ripoff. So those of you who remember, you had Chill Rob G, who actually never recorded the record, I Got the Power. Okay? That's where it all starts. You got a group of German producers who basically took a Mantronics B-side record called King of the Beats, an a cappella version of Jocelyn Brown's 1985 single, Love's Gonna Get You, and the entire a cappella rap of Chill Rob G's Let the Words Flow. So, these German producers put these elements together, and the record is blowing up in German dance clubs. I never forget when I first heard that. The first thing I said was, oh, shit. Did you hear that remix to Let the Words Flow? That's the first thing, because that was Let the Words Flow. First of all, it was one of my favorite records on Chill Rob G's joint. So when I first heard it, I was like, oh, shit, did you hear that remix? I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. Anyway, you got Arista, Bertelsmann Music Group, who literally plucked some nut nigga off an army base and threw him behind some phony ass backup singers. The famous line, what was that shit, G? I will attack and you
and
don't
you
want
won't
that.
Like that.
Get the fuck out of here. But anyway, that struggle between those two records is literally almost indicative of what the Hip Hop Digest is founded on. You had Chill Rob G, you had Wild Pitch Records, you had the epitome of what was hip hop up against cats who just threw this shit together on a lark, basically. I mean, them two motherfuckers didn't really know what was up. They just know they got major distribution, major props, sold major records. Turbo B walking around here like he's king shit.
Jeez, they snatched him off an army base. He was the man. Fuck this shit. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Everybody's a critic. You know what I mean? It's totally ridiculous. So
it just brings back fucked up memories for me, because as you remember my intern days at WPGC, seeing that shit on that playlist in front of the turntables was hectic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Those days were crazy. And it used to drive me nuts because you had some DJs that obviously would play the Chill Rob G version. You would have other DJs who would be playing the Turbo B version. The general public is stupid as hell. They didn't know which one was which. Chill Rob G, who's this? They're going to the record store and buying the Snap version, thinking it's the Chill Rob G version. I don't know, Atticus, you got any memories of that?
Yeah, I do have a lot of memories of it. And I found it quite amusing that so many people, especially who call themselves hip-hop heads, were going for the bait and switch, you know? They weren't looking at the man behind the curtain. So, you know, those are some days.
Well, literally, G, got in?
Hey, I just remember it. I was overseas at the time myself, and that shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was a big record.
That was a big, big, big record. That shit was blowing up all over the fucking place over there.
No, it used to bump in the Chapter 3, or was it the Mirage?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You hit the Chapter 3 on
it. Went old school. Ooh, on
yo,
niggas.
You got to be, you really from the district, my nigga.
Triples and shit over there off of, I said Iverson Mall area.
Yeah, Ibex and all that.
Yeah, no Go doubt.
Central.
Yes, sir. But anyway, but the case being, though, that was probably one of the first records that I just never really understood. And I understand it was the beat. I understand it was the beat more than anything else that really had the floors packed, you know. But goddamn, yo, just Turbo B, nigga. You throw him in the Turbo B and the Two Big MC and the cat Ooh, named Biggie damn. Smalls down at Florida, who wouldn't let Biggie use the name after Puffy and them offered him $100,000. He's like, oh, nah, fuck that. You're not taking my name.
And
you never heard
he
from, yeah, exactly. You never heard from, you know, these guys who.
What was that, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you hear from the, or at least you know about these guys, but you don't never hear from them. Turbo B was never talented. Just like in the intro, against a seasoned MC up against Elementary Rhymes. That is exactly what we have now. And I know young guys who call us old, mad, and haters don't understand that, but it's still the simple principle about you have the most nut basic elementary fraud niggas, you know, up against young guys who literally deserve the spot more than their commercial heroes.
Don't you mean thugs?
If you want to label them that.
You're so, just going to straight out say niggas, okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
So anyway, so shout out again, Robbie Edelson over at uncut.com. Yo, it's a great article. If you go to uncut.com or go to QPoint, it's right there. You can read it for yourself. It's a great article, no doubt. So anyway, Kerr G, you got your shit together?
Oh, nah, B, we ain't doing that yet. We ain't doing it yet. I got some new shit that I'm gonna start asking folks to get on the show with us. Because, I mean, I know sometimes you just like be listening and shit, forget you on the show, don't you?
Not right? Really.
Okay, not really. So tell us and the other listeners out here, what is it about the Hip Hop Digest show that caught you, and what do you think about it? Why did you want to get on here?
Oh, so that's a two-part question then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I like to listen to podcasts a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you guys were on Stitcher. And I listened to one of your podcasts initially, and I was like, oh, yeah. You know, this, like you say, this ain't a dick ride podcast. They talk about the real. And then what attracted me also to you guys were that you were DC cats. So I said, okay, I can rock with them. And then that compounded with your sense of humor and your honesty. I was like, yo, man, I need to get on there. You know, one of these days, you know, I really need to get on there. You know what I'm saying? And you're also receptive to fans. You interact on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, on your Facebook. You know, you keep your ear to the ground. And, you know, you actually listen to feedback. You know, you guys have had to be fact checked sometimes. And you take that as constructive criticism. So it's a dope, down-to-earth show that I recommend to any real hip-hop head. You know, if you was born past 1990, don't bother listening because you're going to be offended. But, you know.
Well, certainly, we're not trying to offend anybody. And just the podcast, hell, we don't know everything. So we actually like getting checked, you know, when we wrong on a lane, you know. just admit it. We were wrong. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't take it personal.
I didn't mean it in the sense that you guys would say offensive things, but you know, young cats think they know everything. They think hip hop started with Eminem. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So, you know, the stuff we may say or you guys may say or think, your opinions may not be popular to the young cat. But I don't think a young cat, and this is my personal opinion, has, you know, the attention span to even sit and listen to it through a dope show and, you know, try to get some history from what you guys are saying, you know. So I like your show.
Oh, that's real.
Appreciate it. And another quick one. What is the first hip hop record or album that you bought?
Okay. I don't want to be long-winded. Y'all got stuff to do. The first hip hop album I bought was the Beat Street soundtrack, not the yellow with the purple writing, but the purple with the yellow writing.
Okay.
Yeah. And the first hip hop song that that got me into hip hop was my cousin Jay had a TDK cassette tape. It had Just Ice and DMX on it. And I was like, this is fun. This is all right. I can rock with this. So I go back.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's OG material right there.
TDK.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just 100 minutes.
DMX. Wow, that's what's up. No doubt. So anything that you wanted to ask any individual person on the digest?
Nah, because you guys usually covered it in your podcast, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy that, you know, I got three cats who are local, you know, who keeping the culture alive, man, you know? Every little bit helps, man. It's dope listening to you, and it's always amusing.
Oh, okay. So that's what's good. So you were pretty satisfied with the Question Mark Asylum CD and vinyl?
B.
I'm just saying, were you satisfied with that?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give you a two-minute story about Question Mark Asylum.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. Get in.
The dude, Mr. Fist. I guess he's the lead rapper.
Yeah.
The reason why, the way I found out about Question Mark Asylum, we were dating the same girl.
Oh, damn. What did Shady say the other week?
Oh, I fucked your moms.
Yeah, B. And it would be sick, B, because, you know, he ain't had no car. He ain't had no bread then. I had a car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, he'd catch the bus over her house.
And you had already just left.
Yo, B, he'd catch the bus over her house. I come through about 9 o'clock, drop him off at Fort Totten.
Ooh.
And
then
throw out, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, man. She couldn't choose.
Ooh.
Question Mark Asylum. Hey, look away.
Staying home to you, I'm too.
Can you sing a song for me, too?
Oh, that's mean, Jack.
Hashtag thought.
That's mean, Jack.
Yeah, somebody, Aesop Rocky, and I'm gonna be, yeah, that nigga was hating.
That's mean, Jack. Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean, so, you know, we've been in the, you know, we've been down here for a little while and whatnot. I like, you know, talking about the history of the local MC scene or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Some cats sometimes want to test me, and then I got to pull out the Defiant Giants on them. You know what's good with
yes,
that.
Sir.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to pull that 12-inch out on them.
Didn't we get that when we went to that 930 Club show?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, they gave us some shit free.
Yeah, yep, no doubt. So that's what's good. So now are we ready for Kerr G Albums of the Week?
I'm ready.
Get in.
I was like, damn, we got to stall some more.
No, I'm ready. I thought you still had something else to ask.
Okay.
Nah,
go girl. In.
All right, I'm good then. All right, this week we got Camber as Wu Cam.
Ooh.
Bronze Horse, and on that album, he calls himself Wu Cam because he's just, the beats on there sounds like some shit that RZA should still be doing.
Oh, so you're saying that these are golden Wu-style beats that RZA should have been doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you got DJ EFN, Another Time. And you got instrumental joint of Drew Dave, synth bass. Speaking of local, Drew Dave is a local producer.
Okay.
Young cat, too.
All right. That's what's good. So I want to say thanks to our guests. No doubt, thanks for being on the show. Swervin, you got anything left over?
No, sir. Just appreciate all the love on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else. You know, get at us, and we'll get back at you. And y'all need to check your email because there's another interview request for us. So let me know so we can get out there.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. Peace.
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 Yeah. Who came, nigga? Everything you thought it wasn't. That LB buzzing. You catch a repercussion off percussion. Came but bring the motherfucking ruckus. Dust riffs, low budget, ain't nothing to fuck with. Crush them. That wind staff whirlwind spinning forth from Merlin. Perfect. When we lick off, they start hurtling. Talk Turkish, rock rogues, drug merchants. In the rain swerving, birth them, they get that working. Burp bourbon, how we spoke in third person. Had my third open, devised the diversion. Now I got the work in the dough, I bought the purchase. His hands up, churching, screaming, don't hurt shit. Please, nigga, I don't make worth worthless. I took me and made worth, I done come from worse shit. Spit dice, yellow curve, where I learned my cursive. So when I get this first in, curtains, nigga. Who came ain't nothing to fuck with, yo. Al Green ain't nothing to fuck with. That nigga Paul Granger ain't nothing to fuck with. That AMFG ain't nothing to fuck with. Al Moore fucking Green ain't nothing to fuck with. Get wrapped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Answer the door like Lurch, nigga. Who rang? Face looking like dirt, nigga. Who came? Dig, Dirk Diggler. But you decide it. Cranes, the earth dig up. Bang, I'm never tardy when the word get up. Swirly bird, weave on die. Might pick up. Early bird, one eye. Watch a bird pick up. Wally on the dashboard. More brains lift up. From Filipinos, the gringos. Stack enough to make your bitch yo bingo. Gringos, my lingo. Swarm, bilingual. Father, Bobby Johnson. South Central, with a Parker, cold as ice when Preen lost it. Everything you got to give is what it costs you. So you can swipe that card twice so I'll divorce you. And take more than half of a prawns and raw oysters. Whoa. Who came ain't nothing to fuck with, yo. Al Green ain't nothing to fuck with. That nigga Park Ranger ain't nothing to fuck with. That AMFG ain't nothing to fuck with. Al motherfucking Green ain't nothing to fuck with. Get wrapped up in plastic when it happens, that's it.
Raining down money from my infinite mind, and it results from my infinite grind. Name tag on it so I'll know if it is mine. And all I gotta do is ambition is mine, then give it some time. And when it's time to check my bank account, intuition gives me a sign. Don't need a pen, inspiration gives me the rhyme. Then I use that memory, smoke that remedy. Love is a friend of me, your friend is the enemy. But I won't let fear predict where I'm finna be. No, not Illa J dog. DMX bark, how I spit on these bars. BMX bike, how I stun on these barks. X-rated flow, how I come on these draws. Not of this earth, yo, my skills are from Mars. Yeah, yeah, my skills are from Mars. Money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind. If I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind. If I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind. If I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind. If I plant those seeds. Yeah. Yeah, plant those seeds. Thought energy is matter. Plant those dreams. See your pockets getting fatter. Spread those wings and fly away to another planet. Take control of your life, Janet. Cause you're so beautiful where you don't even understand it. Cause when you understand it, you will take it to the level. Feel like you in heaven. So take the elevator up and never come down. In the penthouse with a bottle of Crown. Crown Regal, cause I was Crown Regal. Came in the game and took the lane, Debo. Changing the game, John and James Rego. Low key killing them incognito. Raps by Illa J, tracks by Potato and Beepo. Chronic Lee, damage, no equal.
Money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind if I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind if I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind if I plant those seeds. I said money don't grow on trees, but I can grow it in my mind if I plant those seeds. Plant those seeds.
All the respect, but I'm still making dodo. These lanes hate hard and talk greasy, but when they see me, let's take a photo. Rappers don't wanna go toe-to-toe, they dodo. Fuck a mic, see me in Kyoto on the Kodo. Ball in China like Marbury. Call me derelict strawberry. Your moms can only tell you in so many ways be good. When you crazy hood,
what you doing?
Making moves with my ghetto squad. Doing the old tick drill, swipe down a chick ass with a metro card that ran the train. But fuck bitches, it's that grain like a plantain that we plan to attain. How you doing? Can't complain. Your drug always stumping on the campaign. I don't pussyfoot around, put it down. With Miami's own EFN. Pop shit and don't care who we offend.
This is what you call revolutionary vibe music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My lifestyle,
ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud, mixing up the elements.
This is what you call revolutionary vibe music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My lifestyle,
ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud, mixing up the elements.
Started out a featherweight, worked my way to heavyweight. Started drinking every day, the Lord took my legs away. Told me I was speeding, so I slowed down and I told him I don't need them. I'ma sober up and levitate. Some call it a spiritual awakening, but the feeling down my spine I got from not making it gave me a fear of chill from laziness. Nobody wants to fold, regardless if you unfold. You know it's real when your own calling put you on hold. But all praise is due to the Most High. Hope both my daughters know before I die, I thought they were beautiful. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. See, I get it, I envision everybody that paint just can't be Banksy. My spirit is the clearest it's ever been, but no distractions except maybe my bitch overreacted. But based off of past shit that I put her through, she halfway forgave me for I would say she acting how she's supposed to be acting. I'm just a real nigga, straight from my mother's stomach. Ain't enough cloth for all of us to be cut from it. Mark my words shall leave marks on these street corners, and y'all ain't gonna pay me homage.
This is what you call revolutionary rap music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My life. Style.
Ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud, mixing up the elements.
This is what you call revolutionary vibe music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My lifestyle.
Ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud.
When I'm hard sound off, it means prepare for war. Everything's fair game as I lock on a target. Pop it and aim. Exotic weed and jars your brain. But those are a whole nother strain. Arabic ties to my government name. This shit here blow harder than the martyr. Strapped with a bomb to his body. Word is bomb. Quantum of silence. Acknowledge the service providers. EFN. From MIA to NY, his reach extends. I got that zen like flow. As I dive into a meditative state like so. Narrating in a zone. Reciprocating love from crazy hoods. So I'm all good. Pop bottles of pain. Twist some backwoods. And form a cipher and spark a bonfire on these NY streets of concrete and barbed wire. This applied to the users. This is what you call revolutionary ride music.
This is what you call revolutionary ride music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My lifestyle,
ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud, mixing up the elements.
This is what you call revolutionary ride music. Vibe to it, there ain't no telling who I influence.
My lifestyle,
ignorance and intelligence.
Blowing clouds aloud, mixing up the elements.
One, two. Fly, spare robe. Custodian of records. Trilateral commission. Global platoon. Yo, we go on and on. It's on and on and on. It's how Sparrow goes. Flows washed and blood white as snow. Legions of hosts in tow, so here we go. Rhyme fitting, it's slime time for physical. And difficult, Nick Nolte, 48 bars to blow. And run baseline, Suzuki Ichiro. Material wealth to gain while I'm living and I'm forgiven. Richest store by the wicked for my provision. Precise incision, it's liturgical, surgical, burial ground. God sound that pounds like 16 ounces. Like bouncers, outstanding. Bomb the sitcom like Ralph Cramden. Styles crammed in a 5-3 frame. A runaway train, stop heartbeats like Eddie Kane Jr. Who wanna go verse for verse, song for song? Come on. Terrible, terror, lyrical fool. Y'all niggas is vegetables. We be making moves, Sparrow. Narrow your range, your hero who you proclaim ill. Will say my name for taming the sickening rap skills. Kill a rapper dead, and when the scent lingers, I did it all for my kids' meal like chicken fingers. Pray for my enemies, but ammo leak ya. Sound clash, my set of rule with one speaker. Roam celestial zones for levels unknown to those who rely on pills, weed, or cold medicine. Evidence of my relevance in every sentence. Sentence the rappers to death so he can resurrect them. Cherubim with a mic when hot darts strike. Verlander like a verse and a mighty sword for the spirit fight. Imps, you have been warned. About the vibes, cause now the stakes is high. The style seems to be missing a spot like tie-dye. Fly, fly, hollow, Nada with the line. Since 9-2 and beyond, in my view, I am God's image. In pretty tees, Levi's and Venice needs. The energy never beats. Send a 7-3, get it? Do the math. We're legendary like Kraft cheese and milk. Never rocking the kilt, but still holding the bags and pipe. That's how I'm built. The crown I hold down like fat quilts. And comfort us, the comforters come live by it and walk by it. I'm Ray Lewis, your Django, your D's quiet. Keep your pistols and shotguns and options. These lines backed by God's son, whatever comes, we gon' take by force.
Like a dagger to puncture vital organs, more than just a thread I get set. And then once you make your move, I rip your shit up. Then it's on to the next juncture. See, I'm a nomadic mic wrecker. It don't matter, no matter where the mic is. 1-2 mic checker. Lyrics ain't nothing less than the best win. I'm taking fake rappers in a session, no question. Oh, by the way, here's a box for your suggestion. Cause I love to hear criticism, but they usually say the shit is hitting. I love to hear a rapper say he can't rap unless he raps with his ism.
cause he ain't nothing but a rhyming drug addict with junk up in the attic. I'm like bouncing the dryer and fake MCs be like the static, clinging to my lyrics like a bad habit. But you better quit cold turkey like smoking, cause I'll leave you like laryngitis, soft spoken. I eat up MCs like cassette decks, eat tapes when they broken. So swing, batter, batter, swing. I'm bad luck like walking underneath the ladder. Round one, ding, ding, then you scatter. My beats is fatter, the fattest. Let's find out who's the baddest. Even if you see me out ripping mics at places on my paper chases, I'm old school like fat laces. Lurking underground in the cellar where the bass is. So turn and walk 10 paces and get out like changing faces. Cause I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. And I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab. I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. And I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab. Swings with the rhythm, flow slow, ask oh so fresh. 14 years up in this game, hit you with explosiveness. You want hardcore, this is how hard it's supposed to get. Taking out you fakes and my culprits and all you false prophets. Save that shit for the pulpit with your finger on the trigger. You pull quick, but not so fast. Turn around and catch a cast for that monkey ass. Taking out you suckers and you don't know how I did it. Like D-Nice plus Gangstar, cause you know my C's nice. Your rap is overkill like trying to freeze ice. Your rap is over the hill like trying to climb a mountain twice. Three times an MC and they still come up empty, cause I cover my tracks when I break backs and smother tracks with butter lyrics that get hype but stay relaxed. My mission is to make hip-hop perpetuate. I'm deadly on contact, so watch how many steps you take. Don't get too close, you get roast when I boast and brag. You get bust open and split up like a money bag. They call me Specs Pop, I got rhymes galore. I'm off the hook like the clothes on your bedroom floor. It's like that. I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. And I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab. See, I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. Then I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab. Cause I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. Then I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab. I don't see no welcome mats, don't hear no welcome backs. There's too many whack rappers and I never felt them cats. So pump this while you're whipping up the block on the Ave. And I'll see you, but right now it's back to the lab.